The future of alternative energy appears to be rich, whether it is the potential of new biofuels, citrus peel, or farm waste products to supply new energy sources. At a recent conference in Florida, green entrepreneurs met with researchers and farmers to plot the industry's future. Scores of research firms are developing conversion methods to process a variety of raw materials into ethanol. Farmers are finding ways to turn long-overlooked products like livestock manure and non-food crops into fuel supplies. Agriculture Secretary Ed Schaefer told delegates that green energy is creating great new opportunities for the U.S. economy, especially in the farming sector.
And there's just simply no turning back from a future in which more of our energy resources are grown and harvested in a sensible way. That means that agriculture is going to be right in the middle of the game.
Schaefer said under a newly approved farm bill, officials plan to spend $600 million over the next 5 years to develop and implement new energy technologies, including biofuel crops. That comes in addition to $35 million already being spent. Green entrepreneurs say federal support is crucial to propel development of advanced technologies that are needed for new energy solutions. Federal loans also are an important tool to give nascent projects the chance to develop into successful businesses. Some business leaders say government spending still is not enough to offset oil expenditures in the United States, which consumes about 20 million barrels of oil each day. Agriculture Secretary Schaefer faced some tough questions from green business leaders at the conference.
Investing $30 million, $50 million, even $100 million seem very small in comparison to the opportunities and the size of the problem.
Schaefer said he agrees that more money should be spent, and that is why officials are trying to encourage more private investment.
So it isn't, you know, just a government effort here, it's a private sector, but we're not spending enough money. We're not focusing on it enough. We're just sitting back and saying, let that oil come in from overseas, and we're not doing enough about it.
In Florida, officials are trying to capitalize on the boom in green technology. Governor Charlie Crist has sought to expand energy research programs at state universities and ordered energy companies to begin offering more electricity from renewable sources. He says his goal is to draw green businesses to the state.
I believe that Florida can be the green technology hub of America and clearly the equivalent of the Silicon Valley of green. And Florida can be known as energy and green industry leaders throughout the world.
Alan Hodges, an agricultural economist at the University of Florida, has been following the renewable energy field for more than 20 years. He says federal and state initiatives have created a unique climate for growth now.
There is tremendous interest right now. I don't think there's ever been more interest than there is now, and it's all because of the high oil prices.
Government and private sector interest in new energy has come and gone before. Joseph Wiseman of Aurora Biofuels has been researching the potential of growing algae as a potential source of fuel oil since the oil crisis of the late 1970s. As certain algae grow, they produce oils that can be harvested and converted into fuel. He said government funds helped advance his work until gasoline prices dropped a few years later and public funding disappeared. He says the involvement of more private money will help ensure the development of new energy technologies into the future.
That was lacking in the past. It was all government money. Plus, you know, government money isn't necessarily driven by the same forces. When someone's invested some money in something, they're going to see it through one way or another. The government may change its mind, you know, overnight.
Researchers say it is difficult to determine whether algae or another technology is the most promising for the future and when the general public can expect to see the benefits. But they agree that energy costs will continue to remain high, driving further interest in new energy sources in the future. Brian Wagner, VOA News, Miami.